Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
What a beautiful song coming out right there by Hle Ndombela, powerhouse I must say. And that song entitled, You're Worthy. Very good afternoon to you if you have just joined us. I must say, you've missed out on so much over the last hour. As I, you know, have been saying, we're broadcasting live from White River in Mpumalanga. And we're talking all matters G20 Educational Summit, pretty much putting up structures to ensure that the education system runs smoothly so that no man is without excuse, that we aren't without excuse as the parents, so as our children, which are our future generation. So stay tuned because there's still so much coming for you today. And I hope, like myself sitting here this afternoon, that you're learning a thing or two.
Hlala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Oh man, if you are a parent and you have not learned a thing today, I think we'll try another one some other time, but I'm joking because we still have another hour to go. So don't worry. There's still a lot to learn. There's still a lot to catch on. I must say, this particular speaker that's about to speak right now really touched me when he spoke of how we need to be actively involved as parents as well in the entire, you know, teaching and involvement of our children's growth. And so, man, you're really going to enjoy this one. Listen to this upcoming speaker, Dr. Moodley. Dr. Pat Moodley is the Chief Education Specialist for ECD, or otherwise known as ECDI.
A very good afternoon to the Honorable MEC, to the Executive Mayors, all political office bearers, the HOD, and all esteemed colleagues. Colleagues, I am deeply excited about our parenting programs. In my religion, our parents are our first gods. And you'll find that if we are able to empower our parents, you'll find that ECD will be on a positive trajectory. And as we depart from this earth, we will leave a rich legacy. We can do it, and we are going to do it. My presentation outline is going to focus on ECD research that has been conducted, both qualitative and quantitative. The research is a blend conducted in both urban, peri-urban, and rural areas, focusing on the ECD gaps, on the parental training that we are engaging in, and the ECDI mandate. The ECDI stands for the Early Childhood Development Institute, the first that we have in Mpumalanga, and that not only is going to be a game changer, but a sense of innovation where we're going to put ECD on the map on South Africa. ECD research. The research indicates that parents believe that the young children's early learning resides solely with ECD practitioners and center managers. Parents must not be psychologically detached from ECD centers and knowledge. Parents need to be part and parcel of ECD learning and knowledge. Parents are children's first educators, and the ECD practitioners at the centers and programs are local parenters. They take the place of the parent. 80% of the brain development occurs before the age of 3. 42.6% of children are not accessing ECD. Therefore, if we are going to train the parents, you would find that they will be acquainted au fait with early learning experiences that they can provide to their children at home. The gaps. As I said, many children are not accessing ECD services. That is 42.6%. Therefore, parents need to fill the lacuna or the gap. Parents require training and knowledge on play-based learning, nutrition, health, and registration requirements. Our training cannot be a one-size-fits-all. In Mpumalanga, our training is customized. It's tailor-made, and it is suited to the nuances on the ground. You would find that the parents are at the various developmental levels. When we are designing a program, our program is able to cater adequately for the urban, for the peri-urban, and the rural areas. And this training is not a one-week training, but it's something that is systematic, it is periodic, and it is regularly updated and monitored. The training needs to be ongoing and given to parents in small bites. Our training is a blend. It's a hybrid of theory and practice. Theory occupies 25% and practice 75%. When we are training our parents, we also make them play and we also expose them to the play-based resources. Our training also is in the vernacular, although English is in the main, but you would find that the training is also in the various languages in the specific context. Also, we are using indigenous language in terms of storytelling. Parental support packs are also provided. Our training is multi-layered. What does that mean? We're not only training our parents, but we're also training our center managers how to interact with the parents. In our Early Childhood Development Institute in Boshlebela, the training module also caters for parental training so that there is a closer rapport and relationship between parents, between practitioners, and center managers. Our ECDI, Early Childhood Development Institute, as a pillar on parental awareness campaign. You'd find that if you were to look at those pillars, the ECD Institute will occupy the core in terms of training of our practitioners in level 4. We also have a data bank where all our data is uploaded, updated, and can be supplied on a regular basis. That informs our planning, also our budgetary processes. In terms of research, our research is ongoing. Our research is not esoteric, means it's not theoretical, but it is practical. It must add value. Also supported by monitoring and evaluation. Primary healthcare, we have a very close affinity with the Department of Health in terms of the road to health, in terms of stunting, and in terms of mass. You heard about Kwashioka, where you have incidences of protein deficiency. In conclusion, trained parents result in better child developmental outcomes. It will assist in identifying developmental delays as per white paper number 6. You'd find that through the collaborative efforts of practitioners and parents, all children identified with developmental delays can be assisted at an early stage so that normal learning can take place once they enter grade 1. Thank you so much, colleagues.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.